Well, the Withers. When I was living in Birmingham, I went to Birmingham in 1979, but while I was there, I went to Henley and Arden one Boxing Day, and sat in a pub with my wife at the time, Eileen. These guys came into the pub, and they looked really scary. They'd got like black faces, black paint on their faces, big beards. They had like ragged jackets on, big sticks in their hand, top hats with pheasant feathers and all decorated with things, and bells, and big boots on, and they just looked like, they looked like some sort of crazy warriors. And they came bustling into the pub and sat down in the corner, and I'm going, I knew about Morris dancing and all that sort of stuff. I knew a lot about traditional things, but I'd never actually witnessed this sort of, the actual physical thing of it. And it was like really quite intimidating and quite sort of a little bit scary. My Eileen went and said, she was like totally astounded by it, and she was saying, oh, don't they look fantastic? And I said, oh. I said, they look a bit dangerous to me. So she said, go over and talk to them and find out what they are. I said, get out of here. I said, you go and talk to them. I'm not going to, they look like they look a bit, they might be a bit roughy-tufty to me. So I went, oh, all right, in the end. So I went over. I said, all right, guys, how are you? And they all went, all right, how are you? Blah, blah, blah. So I said, right, I said, I know it's some sort of traditional dancing. I said, but what is it? What are you doing? And they said, it's Border Morris dancing. And they sort of, it was almost like they were a bit disgusted with me because I didn't know what anything about it. It was like, you should know about this, you know. And I said, well, where's it come from? And they told me all of the Welsh-English borders and everything. And I'd never really encountered it. I'd seen stuff vaguely, I remember when I was younger, but I'd never sort of encountered it like that, especially when I was younger and I lived in Chepstow, Caldicot area. Well, this is interesting, you know, because I'm from the Welsh-English borders. So then I started talking to them. They told me a bit about it, and I was asking them about where they get the top hats and why they do this and why they have the black faces. And they said, well, because it's a begging tradition. It's a disguise so people don't recognise us and all that because they're ashamed of begging. So I went back home. Oh, I've had a look at those. They're called Silhill Morris, and they come from Solihull. And Silhill is the old name for Solihull. And she said, they practice just down the road from here. Do you fancy going to their practice and having a look what they do? And I went, oh, no, I said, I'm not getting involved in that. I said, it looks a bit crazy. I said, I don't really want to be involved with that. So she said, well, I'm going to go and have a look. So she went, came back, and I said to her, what was it like? She said, oh, she said, it's fantastic. I did some dancing with them. So after about 3 or 4 weeks of her going there, she said, why don't you just come along and have a look? I said, oh, all right then. I said, I'll come along, but I'm not doing that. I said, I'm not dancing. I said, I'll just come and have a look. So I got there, and they were there just dancing. They're just in their normal clothes. They don't dress up to go to practice. And there they are doing all these dances. And I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking, oh, it's like a sort of country dancing sort of figures are in there, you know, like back-to-backs and do-si-do and rounds and crossovers and armings and all that sort of stuff and body swing and all that. I thought it just looks like a Kaylee, you know, but... So anyway, eventually they inveigled me into having a go. Well, I was hooked. I was just hooked straight away. I just thought it was fantastic. I just had such a good time. So the next week, we both went and joined. And so I spent a lot of time with them and learning the dances and everything. Come 2001, I've moved down here. So I had to leave Birmingham and leave the group. So when I came back down here, I'd done all the dancing. I knew all about the Welsh Border Morris. I'd also done a lot of research, so I knew what actually was it was about and where it was from and who started the revival. Dave Jones, his name was, from Ledbury. And they were called Silurian, like after the Silurians, the South Wales Celtic tribes. They were called the Silures. And they were the ones who gave the Romans some of the biggest trouble, apart from the Picts, when the Romans were here. Anyway, South Wales. And so I came back down, and I went to Cropperty Folk Festival one year. I was on my Harley Davidson, and I pulled up and got my tent out and started camping there, and I was going to see the bands and all the rest of it. I was walking along, and I looked across, and I'd seen a group of people sat on the field, and I went, I went over to them, and sure enough, it was a load of people that I knew from my youth. I hadn't seen them for about 20 years. And then they said, "What have you been doing?" And I said, "I've been Morris dancing." And they all started throwing beer cans at me, saying, "What?" You know, I said, "It's not what you think." Because when people think of Morris dancing, the image they get in their mind is of Cotswold Morris, which is cricket whites, baldricks, handkerchiefs, bells, and leaping about, you know, with a fol-de-rol-de-rol, you know, that type of Morris dancing. Welsh border Morris dancing is a totally different thing altogether. It's unique to the Welsh-English borders and the marches. So it's up through, right up through, really sort of Worcestershire, Gloucestershire, Shropshire, the main places. A lot of the dances are called after places like Upton-upon-Severn. There's lots of them, or place names usually. I then, once we'd had a few cans, I talked them into having a go, because I explained to them what it was about, and I told them it wasn't what they were thinking, that was it. And I said, the vision you've got is not what it's about. So then I tried to explain to them about what it was like. So then I got a few of them that had a few drinks up to do a bit of dancing. So then when I came back down here, I used to go and visit these people, and we used to like have a bit of parties at their house and that sort of stuff. And one night we were there, and there was several of us all there together, listening to music, playing guitars, because I'm a musician as well. And one of them started on about the Morris dancing again. So I said, "Look, why don't we just start a little group up and do a bit of it just for fun?" And they all said, no. So this is actually true, what I did. I went out into the outhouse, and there was a mop and two brushes. So I went hunting around, found a saw, cut the handles off these three things and cut them up into sticks, and then gathered them all up and took them into the living room, threw them on the floor and said, "Come on, we're going to have a go." And Lindsay went, "Where did you get that?" I said, "I found it in the outhouse." And I actually cut her brushes up. She went nuts. Anyway, I got them outside and I got them all doing a bit of dancing. And that was it, really. Then we were going to another festival called Gilfest. And we were all going as a group. And so I said, "If we're going to go to Gilfest, let's go just for fun as a Morris team. We'll learn a couple of dances. I'll teach you a couple of the simple dances." And they said, "Well, what about the kit and all that?" So I actually, me and Vanessa, my fiance then, actually made all their kit for them. We made done the hats, we put the feathers on the hats, we did all the stuff, and we made them all a set of Morris dancing kit, including the bells and everything. We sat there and we made the kit for them. I brought it down and we gave them the kit. And they said, "Well, what are we going to call ourselves?" And one of the guys that was in there, his name was Robin Aston. We used to call him Rockin' Robin. He died last year. He said, "Remember when we were young?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "We all had motorbikes." He said, "We all used to have motorbikes and hang around together." I said, "Yeah." And he said, "You know that film, Every Which Way But Loose? And it's about Clint Eastwood, and he's got there's an orangutan, and there's a group of bikers in there called the Black Widows. Then everything went wrong for them." He said, "We were like them. We were like that group of misfortunate bikers that everything went wrong for when we were kids. We thought we were really like tough and all the rest of it with our motorbikes, but really we were useless." And he said, "Yeah, we were." He said, "Well, why don't we call ourselves the Black Widows?" And I said, "Well, not really." I said, "Why don't we just use local language? If they were here, they'd be the Widders, wouldn't they? Not the Widows, the Widders." Robin Aston then coined that phrase that we use: "We am the Widders, feared throughout the land," because that's what they used to do on the film. So we adopted that, and everybody said, "Yeah, okay, we'll call ourselves the Widders," and that's how the name was born. And off we went to this festival in Guildford and started dancing around the festival site, and everybody went, "Oh, this is great!" And we got loads of people dancing. And by then, of course, they could see that they'd seen the value of it. And so by the time we got back, other people wanted to get involved and join in, and we started it up. Basically, I've started something, and it's already starting to gather momentum. Eventually, we turned into quite an organised group, of Welsh-born and Morris dancers with called the Withers, and we start dancing around the place, you know, going to festivals and dancing in the town, doing village fetes and all that sort of stuff. And it just grew from there. Obviously, that wasn't enough. So we decided then to start inviting other dance teams, not just border dance teams, but any sort of Morris dancers, to come to Chepstow or wherever we were and join us in a dance thing. So we'd get like several groups all together in the town. So I contacted Cardiff Ladies, Cardiff Men's Morris, and Iska Morris, and the Forrester Dean Morris Men, and various other Morris teams around the place, and said, we're going to do this thing in Chepstow called Folk on the Riverbank. Would you want to come and join us? And some of them came, and we held this thing called Folk on the Riverbank, and that was the beginning of it all. That was in 2003 or something like that. That was the beginning of the whole, embryonic beginning of the whole snowball that has turned into what we have today, which is this huge communal thing with involving Morris dancing, music, traditional things like wassailing and the Mary Lloyd and all that sort of stuff. It's all come from that little embryonic thing, which actually is quite... I haven't really sat down and thought of it like that before, but it's quite an amazing thing, really, the way it's grown. It's mushroomed into this thing. I remember we doing this Folk on the Riverbank, the second time we did it, I think it was, and I remember standing right on the riverbank, looking at the bridge, and Tim Ryan was with me. He's my partner in crime, really, with all this stuff. I said to him, wouldn't it be fantastic if we resurrected, like, the Mary Lloyd in Chepstow, so we've got the Mary in Chepstow, because we're on the border, wouldn't it be really good just to, you know... I know it. There probably wasn't ever a Mary in Chepstow, I don't think. Maybe there was, I don't know. But, because it's really a South Wales Glamorgan, isn't it? A Glamorgan sort of thing. And he said, well, how are you going to do that? I said, well, we'll make one. Again, me again, where I go, do all the research. I was in touch with Pat Smith. She's called Pat Spoons, who does Spoons Workshops and runs Lantris and Folk Club, and they have a Mary. And I asked her if she would teach us about the Mary. So we had a meeting, and we made a Mary. We got her to come down and go through. They taught us about the Mary. So then we decided to do the Mary, which we did. And then, again, the same thing. Wouldn't it be fantastic if we did a wassail as well? But the wassail on the English side and the Mary on this side, because then we'll be able to see them on the other side of the river with their bonfire doing their, and they're dancing with their wassail over there, and we'll be doing our Mary over here, and they'll be able to see us, and it'll be fantastic. It'll be like this English and Welsh thing with them. It'll be a real spectacular thing. So we did, again, we went to Jan Karvik, the guy who does the cider thing, and said to him, how would you fancy doing a wassail in your garden? Yeah, okay, Certus, that's the way he is. So we then organised it so that we've got this wassail going on in his garden and the Mary Lloyd going on this side. I said, this might sound a little bit outlandish, I said, but imagine if sometime around New Year, they're doing the wassail over there, we're doing the Mary over here. So we've got all our Morris dancers, we've got our Mary Lloyd, they've got their wassailers and their wassail butler, and they're doing all that. Wouldn't it be fantastic if they processed from where they're doing the wassail to the old iron bridge, and we process from where we are at the castle to the old iron bridge? They're carrying their flag, the George flag, we're carrying the Welsh flag, and we meet in the middle and celebrate the border and exchange flags and wish each other Happy New Year. So we have a meeting at the middle. Yes, 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 was the sort of, you know, response. And we're going to organise it. I said, well, I suppose it'll be like everything else. We'll just sit down and we'll just make a suggestion. We'll do it and see what happens. So the first time we did it, we had two Marys. We had the Lantrissant Mary and an Hour Mary that we'd made, marching towards the bridge with our flag and a few Morris dancers and a little crowd of people. There wasn't many. And they had their wassailers come in, and we came to the middle of the bridge, exchanged flags, and we said Happy New Year and all the rest of it. And then we all came into Chepstow. So then it went from that to doing a grand Mary Lloyd at the museum, and then having a country dance Cayley as well thrown into it. And it was just one of those things, you know. my life seems to be punctuated with all sorts of things, because if you have an idea for something, you also have to have something else. You have to have a real passion and determination, and you have to be really tenacious. You can't sort of start something and then just hope that it goes off under its own steam. When you start anything like that in the community, the thing to do, if you can't, I said to you before, you can't force people to do things. So the only way you can do it is to lead by example, show your passion, demonstrate your determination, and continue to do what you do regardless of anybody else. And then what happens, a magical thing happens, because people are attracted to that and they will follow. And then you start to collect these people that want to do what you're doing because they can see you're having such a bloody good time. And that's how we've done it. And that formula has worked unbelievably well for what we do in Chepstow now. And Chepstow now has, without any question, the largest collection of Marys anywhere on this planet one day in the year. Last year, from that little beginning of them couple of Marys, you know, sort of gingerly going down to the bridge and then doing their little thing, now, last year there were like 14 Marys from all over Wales. The wassail in the castle grounds was unbelievable. It's just absolutely jammed with people. It's become a really fantastic event involving all of the things that we've talked about, involving the cider making, involving the Morris dancing, involving the music, involving the whole community there for that time to celebrate two really good traditions, really old traditions, wassailing and the Marry Lloyd, and the new tradition of the meeting on the bridge, and also to celebrate the new year. And so whereas most other borders you go to are barriers, our border is celebrated as a place of unity, not as separation. So the whole thing has been absolutely positive, and I stand by what I say. If you do things in that way, it will follow automatically. You just have to believe that it will happen and work, but you have to work very hard. You know, life is short. Get on with it. And I continue, and I encourage people to do the same thing, is to try and lead by example, do stuff in the community, get people working together, because this town needs it. Because if you don't have that community thing and people don't work together, all the businesses I'm talking about, if they don't do it and they don't work as united as a whole, the town will fail. You know, it'll fall flat on its ass, and I don't want to see that happen. I want to see it flourish, you know. So that's it, and that's it really, you know. And the cider making thing is really quite an important part of it, because that, you know, the wassail is fundamentally about cider. You know, it's about working with apples, it's about working people, it's about producing, about apple production, about cider production, and about celebrating all of that. And the wassail is like the culmination of really of that. And saying, I mean, I suppose in a way, if you think of the Harvest Festival as a thank you for a lovely season and a lovely harvest, the wassail is actually a please can we have prosperity next year, isn't it? It's like saying please to the universe or whatever they're speaking to, please can we have a good job, and here's a thank you, some cider and the apple tree, blah 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 blah. And so really you could say that the apple has been very important part of the growth of everything I've been talking about. Yeah. And I'm really proud to be part of it all. And I think everybody, and I'm so proud of all the people that have been, that put their hard work and effort into it, and literally followed me on my journey of getting it, of doing it, and having enough confidence in me to carry on and do it, you know. Like the Perry and Cider Association, the Monmouthshire County Council have been really helpful for us, the Town Council have been really helpful to us. It's an endless list, really, of different organisations, the breweries, you know, they've all supported us, local breweries and ones afar. But the main thing is that it's about the people of this town. They're the ones that make it possible. Because no matter what I do or anybody else does, unless they become part of it, what have you got? You've got a couple of people messing around with some apples and a cider and a wassail bowl. You know, it can't happen without the people, and they're really important.